Okay, well, my name is Kevin Taub from Hampton, New Hampshire. I was born in Brookline, Mass. Moved to Alston, then to Rosendale, and I was raised most of my life in Norwood, Mass, on the South Shore. Went to Norwood High School, not knowing what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. I was kind of nudged towards Mass Maritime Academy, and that's where I went to school. Now, my grandfather, who I never met, he went to sea himself. He was a steward with the German Merchant Marine. And I think that's why my father nudged me this way, because I know he always used to rave about the food on the ships, how well they eat. But I always loved the ocean, and not having any other strong desire graduating from high school, I decided Mass Maritime it would be. I was fortunate enough to get in because my grades were not the greatest. I think if I was to apply today, I wouldn't have a snowball's chance in hell of getting in. I spent my entire sailing career with Texaco, well, excluding. I did stay back a year at Mass Maritime. I had, when I failed one subject, algebra, by 1/10 of a point. And for that, it cost me, I always say it cost me a year of earnings, because I had to repeat only the second half of the year. And I had kind of an unusual opportunity because of this. School sent me to, I did time on two different ships. One was a hopper dredge helper, working in New York and New Jersey, doing dredging, and that was my first introduction to a real merchant ship. In fact, I'll never forget when Cuddy was another one of my classmates. We both were assigned to the hopper dredge Goldthals, and we went up on the bridge to report. The third mate said, "This is the first thing you need to know how to do." And he booted the quartermaster in the ass, and he went flying across the bridge. His name was Tony Scalamara, and he was kind of a simple-minded guy. He had enough on the ball to be a quartermaster on that ship. But you can imagine how shocked we were. That was our first experience on the Harper Dredge. But it was a good experience. We had, because of, it come in dredge, and when it went out to dump, we had the opportunity to always put a launch boat off. So we were able to get ashore at night wherever we were dredging and go have a couple beers, shoot pool, and come back to the ship. So that was a great experience. And I remember all those guys. Your first experience on a real ship, you're very impressionable. And I remember everybody on that ship. So that was part of the half year I didn't have to go to school. The other half of the year, they put me on a ship called the Extavia, which was an American Export Line ship, real old freighter. And I remember we loaded ammunition at Earl, New Jersey. We loaded the handshake flour. Then we crossed over to Europe. And it was a wonderful, wonderful experience, because I worked very hard at sea. And when the ship was tied up, they didn't expect to see me until the gangway was coming back in. So I had plenty of opportunity to see. I saw more of the world in that 4 months than I did afterwards. Now, we went to Leghorn, Genoa, Escarence, Turkey, Marseille, Spain. It was a wonderful opportunity to see a lot of the world. And then, unfortunately, that was the ship's last trip. I remember the chief engineer getting the word that it was going to be scrapped. And he went into a real bad depression. And I was his companion for the trip back to... I signed off the ship in Detroit, and that was the end of the road for the Extavia.